Adam, good morning. How are you today?
Fantastic, Jack. How about you?
Fantastic as well. What a great way to be fantastic. Sun is shining in Cleveland. That's always a good day, isn't it? No matter what, even if it's 10 below zero and a snowstorm. Although when we do have those days, the sun isn't shining, so it doesn't make any difference, right?
It brightens your day either way. That's right. Always feels good to see that.
That's correct, though. Even if it isn't melting, that's all right.
Right. That's a good thing.
So, yes, so our sports teams are doing wonderful. Cleveland's going to win it all this year.
Who knows, Jack? That's always the hope every year, isn't it?
I don't even know if they're playing half the time.
That's the big thing these days. Let's see if they're back on the field, back on the court, back on the diamond, all that kind of stuff. So that's starting to happen, Cleveland, which is good.
Yeah, Cleveland will win the World Series this year with a huge asterisk after it. Nobody will believe it. It's a meaningless kind of number only for Clevelanders. We like it. Maybe we'll like it.
We'll take any championship, Jack, going back to the 1994 Cleveland Crunch, if I don't remember that.
Wow.
I saw an article that they're actually getting – there's a team or a group in town who's looking to relaunch the Cleveland Crunch, the indoor soccer league. So I remember that my junior year in college of them winning it. So they brought the first championship to Cleveland in a long time, and then the Cavs did it again in 2016. So the Crunch don't get as much love, Jack, but I'll give them a little bit of love here today for our show. So that's a good thing.
So anyway, so we're going to make a podcast today, and what are we going to talk about?
Getting bored.
Business, small businesses can get bored. Boring, not bored. Everybody can get bored, too. But, if you're running a company well, and it's a small business, and that's what we're talking about, that's what we involve ourselves with in our coaching business, small businesses. 1 to 25 employees. If you're running it well, you kind of can get bored with it. It gets boring when you're growing according to plan, you have a good plan in place, you're making profits according to plan, your cash is according to plan. In other words, you put a plan together around this time of year, October, November, you then get into the year, and by God, that year is starting to be prophetic here. You're
prophetic, not pathetic. Prophetic.
That's correct, though.
Okay. Not pathetic. We can have those two.
Yes, we do. When the plans don't work out, when especially when they don't even have good plans. But yeah, so you get a good plan, and all the major metrics are laid out, and you're beating them, or you're meeting them, or you're beating them. Now, you as the owner, what do you want to do? What do owners who are in this position normally do?
Well, let me take a step back, because I think, Jack, if you were to poll, whether it be 5, 10, or 100, or 1,000 business owners, and ask them to put down their top 5 things that they would use to describe their business in terms of how they're feeling, I got to believe if we were to poll 1,000 people, Jack, that'd be 5,000 things listed, right? 5 for each person. Would we have 1 or 2 maybe put the word boredom in there? Probably not a lot, right?
No, I think so. When they gave us some thought.
Right. So I want to
go on.
I want to pause for a second, because again, we're starting to kind of move along here. We're like, people say, well, that's just a normal thing. We're saying, well, it's not necessarily in people's minds. And it's one of those things when we tell owners this, Jack, they don't believe it. Right. It's somewhat similar to when we talk about the whole idea of retirement. Right. Eventually you're going to sell this business or get out of the business, and then you're going to go retire, whatever that looks like or means like. Right. So again, we talked about that, you're going to get bored at some point. So as you were trying to start to define this, Jack, if you're running the company well, which we'll talk about, having a plan and then executing that plan. So here you are, you're rolling off some stuff. Hey, the cash is looking good. The plan's looking good. Okay. Things are happening. Okay. So one of the challenges then at that point, right, things are working well. What do you do as the owner? What do you do? Because most owners aren't real good, Jack, just sitting here twiddling their thumbs and just kind of waiting, right?
They start to tinker.
Okay, that's a good
and
word.
The tinkering gets them in trouble then. They lose the discipline. They start altering that planning, directing, controlling three words that describe a CEO of especially a small company. Big companies, it's the same thing, same three words, but they have huge resources and staff. So he starts to tinker, she starts to tinker. And all of a sudden, the boring process of planning, they got it down. They're directing the people and they're controlling the outcomes very well. It gets boring. Winning can be boring, not wonderful. Winning can be boring. So they start to screw up the company rather than stick with those three. In fact, many, many owners don't even realize that their success in a company is due to the fact that they're planning and executing those plans well. And they're doing it because they've established routines. And those routines are proven to them. So after 6 years in a row of doing it, he's thinking, yeah, this is not knowing, not thinking necessarily in these terms, coming back to your point. Not this is boring. It's boring, and she doesn't realize that it's boring. She doesn't quite know how to put her finger on it. So she starts doing things differently. Planning, controlling, and directing. All of a sudden, there's new edicts, new ideas, and the ideas are significant ideas. And they alter the nice, delicate plan, direct, control process that they put in place because they're bored. Or if they're coaches, they have coaches like us, and they realize that they're basically bored. It now comes down to them thinking about being bored. They become more vocal, and at least they have it identified. It doesn't solve the problem. Hey, I'm bored. But what are you bored about? I'm bored that my cash is there, my profits are there, I got good people, I can take time off, I can explore other things, I can do all these things. But why don't you do them? Why don't they do them, Adam?
So often they aren't too sure. So again, as we paint this picture of potential boredom of a well-run operation, and it's often very different from many small business owners that we meet, Jack, when we first meet them, where instead of being bored, everything under control, they are fully in firefighting mode, constantly reacting to whatever's kind of going on. It could be things reacting to what's going on internally with their people, things reacting, you know, externally with their customers, with their vendors, with geography, you know, political stuff, whatever it might be, but they're often constantly reacting, right? And so that being in reactionary mode all the time, Jack, helps to fight that boredom, right? So if you have the constant reaction stuff and you're never sure what the day's gonna look like, but you're excited about it because it's gonna be something different, well, that will help fight that boredom normally, Jack. But as we know, that eventually starts to wear you out, and you start to get very tired doing that, which is why people start to run the companies better. Where, as we talk about the idea of using those three beautiful words of plan, direct, and control. And it all starts with that plan, Jack. And that's where, you know, things kind of go. So if you're in that planning mode and the plans start to kind of, you know, maybe it's not your first plan, maybe it's your second, third, fourth plan in terms of, you know, your annual plan as far as how things are going. What you start to see, which is what you're describing, Jack, is things start to work better. Hey, my first year of my plan, we were way off. But okay, we made some tweaks, you know, for the next year, and all of a sudden we got better. We got closer. The third year, we were even better. All of a sudden, hey, we're tracking things, you know, very, very well. So at that point, it's a question of, hey, what can I do to add to this versus just get out of the way and let it go, you know? And it's helped people understand that they have to evolve and do things differently. It's funny. I was talking to a friend yesterday who owns a repair shop, and he's talking about maybe opening up a second location. Now, he's gotten to the point where he's only at the shop about 4 hours a week, Jack. Okay. He's been doing that on purpose in terms of trying to step away, using systems to be able to have good visibility on what's going on, whether he's there or not. And so his own challenge to himself, Jack, was before he opened a second shop, is he wanted to be able to take a year away. A year. So that's a fantastic goal, right? A fantastic goal. So here he is driving towards that, Jack. Not sitting, you know, twiddling his thumbs being bored. He's continuing to kind of to move forward and to look at new opportunities, look at ways to be able to kind of grow and improve his business. But staying out of the way day to day of you use that word tinkering, which I think is a great word too, of tinkering or messing around. And really what often it is, it's often getting in the way. Because one of the things we also talk about a lot, Jack, is the power of the owner. All right.
That's right.
And so when they come in and they do that little tinkering, while that might seem, just little changes here and there, it's very difficult for the owner to tinker, because the owner comes in and wields that power when they start talking about stuff, and that tinkering all of a sudden becomes things get changed overnight or get changed, completely over the course of
time. People start to work those into the top priorities where that wasn't the intention.
Right.
They aren't in touch with their power. That's correct, though.
So getting to the point where we start getting the plan in place, and for those of you who are long-term listeners of the show, you know what we talk about when we talk about plans, Jack, is the whole idea of the three circles and the seven keys. And as you're clicking off a handful of those seven keys a few minutes ago, Jack, talking about the profit plan, your cash, and your people are doing great, and the market plan's working well. So all those things are starting to work well together. So it starts with getting that piece in place. And so if you get that plan down, you start to have a point where, again, things start to run better. And eventually you're going to get to that point where you're starting to feel a little bit bored. So if you are at that point, so let's kind of shift again. Let's talk, because we have a number of folks who we know, Jack, who have been clients for a while, or folks that we had clients in the past who got to this point. And so what are some of the things that you can do to avoid that boredom, or to fight that boredom, or to help feed whatever that you're feeling of that need to do something? So what are some of the things that you could do?
Wait a minute. The answer to that depends. That's a great answer, right?
Always.
But it depends on the awareness of the situation by the owner. Now, there's this big quote. We've talked about it a few times, but we haven't talked about it enough, I think. And that is this quest to grow. Keep growing your company. You're either growing or you're dead, right? I mean, these Wall Street, primarily Wall Street, cliches, statements that keep that drive going, keep that burner on high, and keep it on high 7 days a week, because you got to grow, man. And hey, I hit record sales and record profits this year. Well, that's good. What are you going to do for me next year? Now, with a small business, the mentality isn't necessarily that way. Owners will talk that way a little bit, but they're not going to achieve it for the most part, nor do they have to. But what if you have a company whose sales are significant? What does that mean? We get into subjective terms. But there's more than a very comfortable level of income and profits and investment coming the way of the owner. Why can't that owner start to shift gears and say, okay, I have a nice profitable company here. I'm going to make another one comfortable, or another profitable company, or I'm going to take time off, like you started this program with your friend, talking about taking a year off. What's wrong with those ways of thinking? That avoids boredom, quite frankly. I'm going to look for and buy another company, a small company, and build it again. Okay, I'm not going to be bored doing that, I guarantee you. And when you start to get bored, you reach a certain level of comfort and predictability, then you do it again somewhere else, or you take some time off and walk the beach. That, just experience that, so that gets crossed off your list for next time you think about it.
So walk the beach, preferably maybe with your spouse or significant other. You're envisioning that wonderful retirement with, and let's see how it looks and feels and sounds, huh?
If you successfully have kept boredom out of the back pocket of your small business, you're not going to have any problem retiring as well, because pretty much the same things are involved.
All right,
it's an adjustment. Go on.
So one of the things that you're suggesting, Jack, is, okay, take all this knowledge and skills you now have from running your current company, and instead of screwing that thing up or forcing it to keep growing, beyond maybe what makes sense, to where you might break stuff, maybe look at something else, whether it be starting another company or buying another company. And we've got a number of our clients that are doing that, Jack, whether they, again, either or. And so when it comes to, starting or buying, it often will start with them going through their P&L and looking at where they're spending money and saying, hey, if I'm paying somebody else to provide this service or product for me, can we do that ourselves? Also, it's another way to start to look at, you know, maybe kind of expanding into something else. It's a good place to start to get some ideas, Jack, because it's something that you're familiar with, because again, it's in your business or it's attached to your business in some way. And it's also a place where you're spending money already. And so having those two things, I think, are a very good place to start. Saying, let's look there and, you know, for some ideas. And to be able to have that idea to where you say, hey, now I have, you know, the possibility of having a second company or a third company, right? Sure. And what we're talking about here is, hey, keep them at a certain level. You know, you don't need to grow them all to be $100 million companies. Maybe they're all doing $500,000, $1 million, a couple million in sales. It's, you know, if you have a well-run company doing a couple million bucks in sales, Jack, it's a great thing to have, and don't mess it up, right? Kind of keep it going and keep those plans going, but don't tinker so much that you're going to, you know, choke that.
Yeah, mess it up, but all like, yeah, you're going to eventually screw it up, you know? Your chances of making it bigger and bigger and bigger with total success are stacked against you. And you may not be in a boring situation. Now you're in a critical situation with a lot of stress. So people are you know, moving in a direction in our overall economy to eliminate stress in the job. And when you eliminate stress in the job, I think you create boredom, because things are predictable. Predictability isn't too exciting, I don't think. I don't think. Depend again on how you define it. But, you know, that predictability is the essence of the reason you plan. You get involved with words that really aren't exampled or really aren't examined, and people don't, they just kind of go down a trail rather than understand what they're doing. So we got a client whose business looks like it's under control after 6 or 8 years. And he's vocally saying he's bored. So we've gone through a better part of a year listening to the complaints about being bored and you know, coaching him on how to best proceed. Don't screw up the company you have going right now. Took years to get to this point. It's somewhat predictable now. You know where to put the efforts. You know, you've done a lot of good things with this company. Now let's start something else. So he did a lot of examination, self-examination, and he's got not a hobby, but he's got a whole different pursuit now. That's he's getting very excited about, more excited about that than the stuff in his company, because it's predictable, the stuff in his company. Does he want a crisis to feel comfortable and alive again, or does he want something new and challenging? What do you do? That's the same questions you ask for board or for retirement. What do you want to do? Very few people can answer that question well.
Well, you have to keep asking because, yeah, because your answer does change, right? And so this is something that I know you've experienced personally, Jack. You know, as you go back and look at the run you had of buying and fixing up companies, right? Where mm-hmm. you know you'd get in there and the first 90 days, maybe the first 6 months was very invigorating, very exciting. And then what happened?
Yeah, all of a sudden, it's very boring.
And so part of this, too, it depends on your style, right? So, again, it comes back to what's boring versus exciting, Jack. And so, you know, given your DISC style, you know, being a strong D, you know, Ds like to come in and make a lot of changes and change stuff up. But then once things are changing and working, Ds kind of get bored because Ds like to change things, right? So you were able to catch yourself and be aware that, hey, okay, now I got things fixed. This company was broken. I got the thing fixed now and head in the right direction. The last thing I want to do is go back in there and tinker some more and screw it up, right? But at the same time, I can't just sit here and not do anything. So you started to then look at other companies, right?
That's right.
So you know, exactly what you're talking about, what we're talking about here on the show, Jack, is not something that we just talk about. It sounds like it's a wonderful idea. It's something that we've lived through and experienced personally, but also you know, helped a lot of clients do those things. And so we know and be able to kind of recognize those things and be able to understand it and to be able to focus the attentions on in areas that are going to make the most sense and that are going to help. And so if we have plans in place, you know, to me, again, my style is very different from your style, Jack. So the idea you know, being more the S or C style that likes the steadiness. They don't view that as being boring. That's a well-run machine, and so it's you may make a few tweaks here and there, but again, you're holding it fast and firm. Make sure you know things are working well. You might like that and be energized by that, right? So again, whereas one person gets kind of bored, the other person gets, you know, can get excited about it, right? And so part of that is understanding what's going to energize you, because a big part of this, you know, a big part of any job of a leader is to help manage yourself first. And so be able to manage your energy levels, your stress levels, you know, as best you can, right? And so, you know, being the owner of the company, you're in a unique position to be able to do that better than most people are, because you know, again, you're the one who's in charge at the end of the day, right? We'll say that to our clients, Jack, right? If there's something that they're complaining about, an opportunity that they want to investigate, we say, hey, we're looking at the person who can make that decision, right? So it's up to you to decide what you want to do. But again, like you said, it's one of those things, as you know, this whole boredom thing, Jack, I think it may have been coming up here certainly in the last 6 months since this pandemic started. You know, people have had things slow down a little bit, right? So whether it be things slow down in your business or things slow down in your personal life, you know, somewhere things have certainly changed for you. And I think many people have probably been wrestling with some of these kind of boredom questions, Jack, or issues here in the last several months, trying to figure out what to do about that. And it's an important question to address. And how do you properly, you know, direct your energies to where it's going to be a positive result, as opposed to, you know, being a negative result or at best being neutral. You know, last thing you want to do is spend a bunch of time and effort and money and things not to change at all.
Yeah. Don't keep tinkering. Don't keep trying to fix. Don't keep trying to make bigger all the time. Not necessarily better, although it's implied that it's better. But don't keep making these changes to what is a pretty good thing until it's truly warranted. Don't just do it because we got a blind ambition and a blind goal of growing. Grow right, you know? I mean, it's key. I mean, to certainly prevent boring, where you have unlimited opportunities, how can you be bored? Or how can you be bored? How can you be that way, Adam?
Shouldn't be. Could be overwhelmed, Jack, or you know, super excited about all the possibilities, but to be bored it's tough to see.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So the last thing you want to do if your company employs you is to screw up your focus on employment and go backwards, take a step backwards. You know, again, we're talking small businesses and the mentality that exists with small businesses. So if all of a sudden I'm questing, like most people are with their job, in quotes, to try to become financially independent. You have a company that's paying you well above the average. I could consider you not wealthy, but certainly a couple $100,000 a year would be a very nice, in today's economy, a nice level that you can count on. So why not count on that? Why not keep your business moving in that direction where you can extract a few $100,000 in today's dollars out of your company? Now, why do you quest to make that $1 million or $2 million or $5 million? Look at the strain and stress and you occupy time to try and do that, and your chances of success are small. They aren't high. So you take what would be a good standard of living, you've eliminated the bigger stressor with most people, and that's trying to create financial independence. And you are now at a point where you can do anything you want, or certainly try. And start all over again. Start a new company, start a new venture. What's wrong with that?
Not at all, Jack. And it's a chance too, you know, we're talking a lot about the idea of starting something else or buying something else. It's also a chance to kind of go back and dust off some of those old, some old interests that you might've had that you maybe been ignoring for a while. You know, things like hobbies that we know that aren't too prevalent with entrepreneurs often, right? It's things that their hobby becomes their business, right? Where they almost often apologize for thinking about it all the time or working on it. So things like that, or as you mentioned, Jack, maybe this is the time to kind of to try maybe some traveling with your significant other and see what it's like to kind of be away for a little while. You know, see how you do. You know, maybe you'll take to that life of leisure. Maybe you're okay
that's
with
right.
that. And then again, there's nothing good or bad about these. We're saying that what we know, Jack, is we know it's best to try these things and kind of see, because often what we're envisioning in our minds versus how it is in reality is very, very different.
Two different worlds. You're right. Absolutely.
So there's lots of positive things that you can do to kind of fight that boredom. And believe us when we say this is something that's going to happen again as you continue to kind of improve and grow as an owner, as a leader. You're going to get to that point where things start to get a little bit boring. Okay. And so part of what we're talking about here today is trying to give you some ideas. First of all, to make you aware of it, to your point, Jack, let's make sure that you're aware of it. Because I think a lot of people may not even know that's what's going on. Like, hey, I'm improving stuff. I'm trying to grow it. And it's like, well, nah, you're just kind of bored, right? And you're screwing stuff up. So to make them aware, first of all, but then to have some other ideas about what to do about that, how to focus your energy in ways that you aren't going to, I keep making Tommy Boy references, Jack, but it's, you know, I try to think about that Tommy scene, Boy. Tommy Boy, right? Where they're at the restaurant, you know, he and David Spade are there, his character there. They're talking about, you know, he has a little, his little hamster. He has the roll in his hand. He's somehow you love it and you poke it and you think it's wonderful. And he goes, and then I kill it. Oh no. Right. Okay. So I think so many of us as owners, Jack, will do that. We absolutely love our business so much. And we do that stuff that we wind up just strangling it or killing it by accident. Right. And it's okay. So we're trying to avoid that. So we're going to say, don't become Tommy Boy that way in terms of how you're going to do stuff. But it's a good visual to kind of keep in mind in terms of what's kind of going on. And Jack, a lot of folks are dealing with this because we see it. Okay. And it's something that we want to make sure that we've talked about today to kind of point it out and give you some ideas about what to maybe do about that. And
we'll
try.
Good. We'll pick up on this again. This is a good subject.
It is. And we'll have some different examples of it. And it'd be fun to kind of interview some folks that kind of been through it. Maybe we'll have you, share some of your stories too, in terms of what that looked like and felt like as you weren't realizing it in the moment. It was more upon reflection, say, hey, this is where I was at. And I can see it clearly now, but maybe I couldn't see it as clearly then. It's certainly a common challenge. So, all right. So that's our show for today. Thank you for joining us in this edition of Dirty Secrets of Small Business. If you missed any of our prior shows, you can get them all at our website, dirtysecretsofsmallbusiness.com. You can also get them at our Facebook page by the same name. Or better yet, why don't you use your smart device and go subscribe to it, whichever podcast player you use, Spotify, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, whatever it might be. If you subscribe to it, it'll deliver right to your smart device every week when we drop a new podcast. If you want to ask us questions, submit thoughts, you can do that at radio@maximumvp.com or give us a call, 877-849-0670. All right, Jack.
Excelente. Excelente, Adam. Another one in the, what do they call it? In the box, in the can?
There you go.
All right.
All right, everybody. That's the show for this week. Have a great week. We'll see you all next week.